Let's start with this leadership position. What does that mean for you with the Senate leadership?
Sure. Well, thanks, and thanks for covering this issue and the new session. For me, it just means working with members as caucus chair, really just working with the other members of the Democratic caucus to help make sure we stay organized and focused on our committee work and that we're planning for the future, thinking about our policy goals and objectives, and just working together as a team.
What are some of the policy goals and objectives that you have for this upcoming session?
Sure, sure. So something that's going to be going on, I think you'll see a lot of bipartisan support for, is Helene recovery. There's a lot going on in the western part of the state. We have a lot of infrastructure needs, our schools, community colleges, certainly the people of western North Carolina need a lot of support. This is also a budget year. We're going to be working on budget issues. One of my focus areas has been managing our revenue sources. We've been, underutilizing revenue sources and doing things like cutting taxes for people who are wealthy or large corporate, out-of-state corporate interests. But I think we need to work on revenue issues. Education spending is going to be a big issue this year. I think you're going to see some discussion around changing the formula for how we fund schools. And for me personally, you know, a big focus is going to be on Southern Wake County and the issues we have here around traffic and infrastructure.
Let me piggyback on a couple of those things, if I could. And you mentioned Hurricane Helene. We know the governor has requested an additional amount of money, I think $20 billion from the federal government after the president's visit last week. From a state perspective, how do you go about addressing the needs in western North Carolina while also knowing, Senator, that you've got to start to replenish that rainy day fund that was drained during the response to Hurricane Helene?
Right, right. I think that's important. And one of the things that we are also seeing kind of a perfect storm a little bit this year is we also know that the revenue projections are not what we have had in recent years. And part of that is, going back to the revenue source issue, we really have a very competitive tax structure in North Carolina, which is very good, but we're currently on track to eliminate our corporate income tax. We're on track to lower income tax for the wealthiest earners in a way that is really going to make it harder for us to replenish that fund. So that's where I think the revenue piece is an important thing for us to discuss. People don't love to talk about taxes, but the reality is have a fair tax system, have everybody pay what they owe, especially when we're dealing with large corporate interests who really can help support the state that they are using the resources of. And you know, we have a lot of corporations come here for the people and the well-educated populace, but they also need to pay their fair share. So part of it is just really a revenue issue.
To that end, though, you're balancing all these things, the revenue issue with Hurricane Helene, and then also compensating state employees or teachers, for
right.
that matter. I mean, all of this seems like just a giant balancing act in this session.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think one of the things that we've seen, again, that's become a critical need, is we have vacancy rates at the state level and state agencies at something like 25% to 40%, depending on the agency. I get a lot of calls from folks who see the long lines at the DMV or can't get an appointment. A lot of that's just we don't have the staff because we haven't been keeping up with salaries. So we have a lot of unmet needs that while we have a rainy day fund and we have things that have gone really well in our state, I think there are some things that have been neglected that we really need to pay a lot more attention to.
One of the things that it might be have been neglected that's been drawing attention to the last, I don't know, 6 or so months is the state health plan. How much work would you like to see done on the state health plan during this session?
Yeah, I think we know this is another area where we have not really kept up with what we promised state employees. You know, the state health plan has struggled, and we have not put the resources into it that the state health plan folks have said that they need. And so I think that's a really critical issue. I don't think what we ought to do is pile more burden on top of state employees who are already, as I mentioned, undercompensated and have seen their benefits cut over the years. So we need to be going in the opposite direction on that and really doing much more to support our state employees so we have a strong workforce that can meet the needs of our growing population.
How might the recent announcement by the Trump administration, the pause in federal funding, how might that impact North Carolina?
Gosh, it's so broad and vast that it's really hard to even grasp. And so, you know, it's been stayed for now, and I hope that it gets worked out in a way that is, that could return some stability. But it would affect everything, nonprofits across our state, Medicaid benefits, funding for police departments that rely on federal grants. So you really are talking about something that touches everybody's life every day. So it was far too vast a move, and I think and hope that with the litigation around it that we see something, done to make sure that we're not just having a wholesale depletion of trillions of dollars of federal funds, which really, is an important source for a lot of just the community support that we have in our state.
I'm curious from your perspective, Senator, how the relationship might differ with the General Assembly and now Governor Stein versus the relationship that the General Assembly had with Governor Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, I think that remains to be seen. And obviously, we have a new leader in the House as well, so that's a whole other piece of it. But, you know, Governor Stein was a member of the General Assembly for a number of years, has a lot of good relationships there. I think he's done a lot to be bipartisan and show his willingness to reach across the aisle. So, and Governor Cooper did that as well, of course. But, you know, after some years together, things wear, and hopefully a new relationship means that they can reset with some things and work together. And so far, I'm encouraged to see that there's a lot going on across the aisle.
Wake County Senator Lisa Grafstein. Senator, thanks so much for the time and the perspective, as always. Look forward to visiting on a number of topics moving forward.
Great. Thanks so much, Chris. Take care.
You too.